on determinant exactly where they were and whatnot, because a lot of old ruins that they have tabby buildings, and some of them think they're Spanish missions, and some of them don't know. It's possible they were, possibly they weren't. But they were in here before then.
The French, were they supposed to have come from France or from maybe Canada? Do you know?
Well, I don't think they came from Canada, I'll tell you the truth about it now. Of course, I've just been up in that section, and I've been quite intrigued with the St. Lawrence River and the way they came in there. I think I told you the other day, I've always worried, figured on the river systems and the tide and so forth and all like that, but they didn't come from there. I don't think they came from France, same way as the ones that came into New Orleans and all that area came in from France.
Yeah, I know there were some that came down to St. Mary's came from Canada.
Well, it's possible they did. Now, I don't know. I don't have any direct, but they did have French in here. In fact, there were some French people that had big holdings on Saplo Island some years back. But my thought that they came from France, just as I read that little article the other day about my family. Those people came direct from France.
Yeah. The ones from Canada may have come later after the area was already established.
I think they had plenty of territory up there. I don't think they had plenty of territory up there. Plenty of it, finest kind. And they came more inland around the lakes and all, and back in Chicago and all in that area back in there and all. And then the French came in from New Orleans way, and then they got that, of course, when was the Louisiana Purchase in 1803, I think it was, when we bought all that Louisiana from France, I think. 1803 it was. Well, I'm not going to attempt to be a historian now. You go ahead and ask me what questions you want and so forth.
Okay, we were talking about different types of roads. What would you call a kind of road that is off from the main road?
Well, you could call it a back road, a side road, a back road. That would be, I know, side road, a back road.
And what about if there's a farmhouse set back from the road, and the road that goes from the main road to the farmhouse? Would you have a name for that?
No, I wouldn't. Unless you call it a private road, if you refer to that, private road.
What about the part along the side of the road where you walk, side of the street?
Side of the road, you mean on the original dirt road, you mean something like that?
Oh,
well, we have the sidewalks. You remember my wife the other day?
You're
going to Ellen? How's she getting on? Did she
see? She's been better. I saw her in the grocery store yesterday, we were playing our little dinner party.
All right, Mama. Good.
Mm-hmm. See you. Mm-hmm.
Well, we call them the sidewalks, you mean?
What about
the sidewalks? I'll open this up.
I haven't noticed any in Darien, but if you have between the sidewalk and the street a strip of grass, do you have a name for that?
No, I don't. There would be, but right offhand, I don't recall, to tell you the truth.
What about up the street here, there's a place where the tree's out in the middle of the street, and the street divides around it. And there's a lot of streets in Brunswick that are that way. They're just grass and trees down the middle between the two lanes.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a name for that part?
Somehow I get wool gathered in the afternoon. I don't know what they would call that, tell you the truth, I don't.